I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. It's the transformation of something visual into something musical. What does the ear see and the eye hear? The Montage Music Society commissions and performs music composed in response to works of visual art. They have concerts coming up soon in Santa Fe and Roswell. And with us is the Society's director, pianist Deborah Ayers. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Your concerts always include projected images of the artwork that inspired the music. Do you find that audiences listen differently in that kind of a situation?
They absolutely do, and that was the reason we started doing this. My colleagues and I felt that audiences were frightened of new music for no good reason. Oh, I don't know enough about it to speak about it. And we thought, well, let's help the audience get their imaginations going. Hearing music and seeing the visual that inspired the music, so that the next time they hear something new they don't understand, maybe they'll allow their imagination to work with them.
Give us, if you will, a for instance. How do you go about finding a composer and matching that composer with a piece of art?
One of our upcoming concerts is a perfect example. The one in Santa Fe is a tribute to an artist friend of ours, B.B. Krimmer. We wanted to create some music based on her paintings and mostly her collages. One in particular is so jazzy and brilliant, and to think about music based on that piece was so appealing. So we had a composer friend who came to a concert and met Bibi, and they hit it off. So I called up Ofer Benamotz and said, do you have another tango in you? Because Bibi loved dance. She loved new music. She was an adventurous person. And that's where our discussion started. We wanted it to be 15 to 20 minutes long. We were very specific. We wanted it written for violin, cello, piano, plus maybe clarinet that could also be an alto sax for one movement to get the jazz component into it. So that's one example. Each composer takes their own very personal approach, but comes up with something very different.
You've been doing this now, both in Boston and in Santa Fe, for about 10 years.
Yes.
What kind of things have the audiences said to you?
People in the audience sometimes are trying to find something very literal, and they want to know if that's what the composer did. With us, it's more, this was an amazing experience. The recording that we created called the Starry Night Project had the visuals in the CD booklet, and a lot of school teachers have utilized it as a teaching tool in their classrooms. That is what it was really all about to me, that we could expand how people listen to music, look at art. I loved that.
Pianist Deborah Ayers leads the Montage Music Society, commissioning and performing music inspired by visual art. For information on upcoming concerts in Roswell and Santa Fe, visit montagemusicsociety.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith.